Z94.3 News, I'm Jim Irizarry. A candidate for the South Bend Common Council has been arrested and is facing domestic battery charges. Roosevelt Stewart is accused of hurting his 15-year-old daughter. According to court documents, Stewart had been drinking and the two got into an argument. The victim claims Stewart hit her and wrapped his hand around her throat. Roosevelt is running as a Republican candidate in District 2 for the South Bend Common Council. The Elkhart building that formerly housed the CG Conn Band Instrument Company is in its final days. What's left of the historic building on East Beardsley Avenue is set to be demolished. City leaders say the building poses a public health and safety issue, and because of its use as a factory, has potential environmental impact. With housing in high demand, officials say the new space will become residential. It's almost time to start repaying student loans. While no payments are due until October, that interest will start growing on September 1st. With school starting back up, those with student loans want to make sure that they're up to date on their payments. If you have student loans and are not sure who your loan servicer is, you can log on to the Federal Student Aid website to find out what student loans are currently outstanding. That website is studentaid.gov. The Motels for Now housing program for the homeless in South Bend says it's not only full, but it has a waiting list of up to 4 months to get in. The program operates at the former Knights Inn on Lincoln Way West in South Bend. The director of Motels for Now, Sheila McCarthy, says it's been a tough summer to keep up with the city's need for homeless housing. She says the reason for the recent spike in homelessness is because the eviction moratorium was lifted. That prevented renters from being evicted during the height of the COVID-19 pandemic. The Maui wildfires are the deadliest in the U.S. in more than a century, responsible for a death toll of at least 96. As local and federal resources work to help the victims of the deadly wildfire, the internet is quickly filled with various conspiracy theories about how the fires began. The Associated Press has posted several articles debunking several of the theories that have been floated online. Many of the theories try using photos of previous events as proof. While Americans discuss the effects of inflation on their lives, retail sales don't seem to show those effects in July. According to a report yesterday from the Commerce Department, retail sales rose 0.7% in July from June, which was a higher gain than expected. If automobile and gas sales were excluded from the figures, sales rose 1% from June, which was the biggest single-month jump in 6 months. The South Bend Cubs dropped their series opener against West Michigan 3-1. With the loss, the Cubs remain 5.5 games out of a playoff spot in the Midwest League West Division due to Peoria being rained out in Lake County. Coverage of Game 2 begins at 6:15 on Sports Radio 960 WSBT. The White Sox took the first game of their two-game set against the Cubs 5-3 at Wrigley Field. Minnesota took control with a 5-run sixth inning to beat Detroit 5-3. It took just one quarter of preseason action for Anthony Richardson to solidify himself as the Indianapolis Colts starting quarterback. Richardson, this year's fourth overall draft pick, will be the Colts starter this season, Coach Shane Steichen announced yesterday. Preseason action comes your way between the Colts and Chicago Bears Saturday night. Coverage begins Saturday at 5 p.m. here on Z94.3.
Z94.3 weather.
A few areas of patchy fog this morning, but otherwise a beautiful day, mostly sunny skies, high temperatures up around 80. I'm meteorologist Carrie Pujo.